Let my tree bear good fruit so I can be used by you.
You are hearing this song, Used by You, from my dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their latest album, Share Your Love, Volume 2, wherever you stream your favorite songs. I'm recording once again from my studios here in Hilliard, Ohio, powered by The Spot Athletics. I can't wait for you to meet today's guest. Thank you for listening. Make sure to like, share on all your platforms. For now, let's get into today's episode. All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted. From my studios in Hilliard, Ohio, powered by The Spot Athletics. I'm going to brag on these two guys real quick. I'm going to make them real nervous and embarrassed. But first off, Sammy, you were the battery mate for my son pitching. You were an opponent in a lot of sports growing up. And you're a returning guest. AP, man, I'm rocking the Darby hat today. I mean, I'm a Davidson guy, but, you know, always respect the Darby baseball program. Great program. So why don't you guys introduce yourself? Sammy, why don't you start? And then AP, why don't you introduce yourself? And we'll go from there.
I'm Sammy Sass. I went to Upper Arlington, currently play baseball at Rice State. I'm a catcher. So
how about you, AP?
Andrew Patrick from Rice State. I'm a starting center fielder. Hilliard Darby grad. Best high school in Central Ohio.
Come on,
that's me.
I think we're going to have a lot. We're going to have a lot of this. Hey, AP, who's your favorite college basketball team?
Just college basketball team?
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite. I watch a lot of college basketball, though, but I wouldn't really say I have a favorite.
You're supposed to say North Carolina and make Sammy real uncomfortable.
I do like North Carolina. I do like that.
All right. So I'm gonna put you as a Tar Heel fan because you wore Carolina blue in high school. Yeah. And, you know, we just want to outnumber Sammy because Duke's going to be really good next year. Sammy, that's going to be really good. I hate it so much. All right. Let me jump in. Man, you guys are the best for coming on today. We tried to get this done last week. You were in the regionals and those things happened. So let's just talk about that real quick. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Wright State had an incredible year. And I don't want to lose sight of the fact that y'all had a great year. 39-23 on the season. I will say that I think Wright State is the best baseball team in Ohio, period. And I'll stand behind that. I have a lot of confidence in that. So it was tough. It was tough because you guys did go against the Tar Heels. But I was rooting for Wright State to get out of the regional. So let's just talk about the regional real quick. You know, it is what it is. I'll let you guys take it from there. What did you guys think about the regional?
I'll go first. It was definitely like, it's always fun going to a regional. Like you can just leave it at that, like going and playing in the NCAA tournament. Not many people can say they do that. And you go back to teams from Ohio. I think there's one other team, Xavier, was the only team that made it into the tournament. So you just talk about that, like just being like fortunate to be able to go play. Like I know our coaches talked about it. Like it's not everyone's playing college baseball today. And like you guys are, like, let's not take this for granted. And so it's always good. And it's always good to go play like the best of the best. So like obviously you go there and then we go to Indiana State, which you could argue probably wasn't like the coolest place to go to with like, you talk about just like facilities and stuff, but no, like it's always fun going to compete. And we played a close one versus Indiana State. And then obviously played North Carolina and played them in a tough one as well. So, but I mean, you just look back on it, it's just a great opportunity. And you're fortunate that you can go do and play with the guys that another week. So
how about you, AP?
I mean, the regional is always a great opportunity. I love competing with some of the best teams in the country. I thought we had a great shot this year. Obviously, we lost that heartbreaker to Indiana State. But I think if we were able to pull that one out, I could see us in a super this weekend. But they were a good team. It was fun, though. Like, I'll always cherish being in a regional because, I mean, you get to go to battle with your guys, and it's always fun. So it was a good time.
I mean, when you consider the amount of college baseball teams that are out there and the fact that you guys get to be one of the ones that are still playing, as Sammy said, the next weekend, that's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. So I don't want it to get lost. Wright State had a great year. You guys individually both had incredible years. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to embarrass AP real quick. So your freshman year, first series of your freshman year season, there was an error, right? There was an error that happened. But the only reason why I'm saying that is because somebody else texted me and they said, man, that kid's going to be special. And all you've done since then, in my opinion, has been special. So let's start with you. Sammy's been on before. So let's start with you. What's your journey been like at Wright State? Because, you know, going in as a freshman from Hilliard, like just making that jump to Division I baseball, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, when I first came to campus, I didn't really know what to expect. Like college pitching wise, college being like a competition, whatever you want to say. But I actually had a pretty good freshman fall. I think I earned a spot, started a lot of games last year. But yeah, that first Georgia Tech game, I mean, dropped that fly ball. But the coaches were always there for me. Obviously, the players were too. So it was really easy to forget and move on. And then, but I had some struggles last year. I mean, maybe close to the midway point, I was batting close to 200. I was struggling with my strikeouts and stuff like that, but they helped me through that. Still gave me opportunities, and I'm glad they did, because once I got through that slump, you could say, I felt like I played well down the stretch. And then this year, I worked very hard to have a better year than my freshman year, and obviously the work was helped me out a lot this year. So yeah.
And what awards did you win? Because you won some awards, you won some recognition this year. What are those? I'll let you go ahead and brag on yourself. What awards did you win this year?
I got first team all league in the tournament. I got all tournament team and tournament MVP. That might be it, but that's just a bonus to everything. I mean, the goal is to win the Horizon League, get a ring for the guys, and obviously get the regionals, super regionals. But yeah, that's just, the awards are just,
yeah,
bonus.
He talks about that as well. And he was right in there for player of the year. And some people will tell you that he might have won, yeah, he might have should have won player of the year. So I know he's not going to say that about himself, but I will willingly say that. And but obviously he didn't, but obviously there's still, you'll catch some people that maybe that thought he might have. And so no, I'll say that about AP as well.
Honestly, it's not a fair question to ask a team that's built on toughness and grit and team. You know what I mean? It's not a fair question for me to ask an individual to tell me about his individual accolades when honestly, you know, you guys, that's why you guys are the best baseball team in Ohio, is because you buy into each other and you're not about the individual awards. So that being said, Sammy, what individual awards did you
have? Yeah, I was just first team all league as well as AP. So yeah, that was mine. And obviously, like AP said, the biggest award and recognition we could have got was winning the Horizon League and going to regional, just because as a group collectively, like those are our goals. So like AP said, everything on top of that is just a bonus. So
let me ask AP one more question, and Sammy, I want to move to you. So AP, what's it been like watching Sammy Sass? Did you know him before you got to Wright State?
We weren't, you could say, close, like in high school. We actually played him in the regional final my sophomore year, his senior year.
Yeah, they knocked us out. He knocked him out.
I knew who he was at that point, because he was rinking.
Always. That's what he does.
Yeah, but playing with him is, I mean, you always have a stud behind the plate, always have a stud in the box. He's a special player, and I'm glad we met up here at Wright State.
Yeah. All right, Sammy, you're on the hot seat now for a few minutes. So now you've entered senior season?
I just finished my third season.
Third season. And another successful season. Your freshman year, much like we talked about with AP, your freshman year, you had to sit behind somebody else. I think they had to DH, if I remember correctly. So you had to buy your time. And that's, you know, for players listening, coaches listening, travel players listening, you got to buy your time. You don't just jump in the starting lineup right away, right? You had to do that. You stayed on course, and you've had a successful career so far, and potentially could be drafted in the MLB. So I want to talk about that in a minute too. But what's that journey been like for you, Wright State? I know you've been on before, but for anybody that missed our first episode, what's that journey been like for you?
I know AP talks about like his, and that's just like another thing that kind of goes on set is like, everyone's like journey is going to be like different, like even when you go to like back to high school or like even into college, because like AP said, he comes in and he basically like starts as a everyday guy, like kind of as a freshman, and when I came in as a freshman, like probably didn't get that opportunity. Like he said, he started right off rip at Georgia Tech when we opened. I don't get that opportunity, but I figure my way up into lineup as a DH because we have Connor Piatta, who was taken by the Texans. That was his last year. So I ended up DHing and then that next season winning the catching job and continuing to hit and all that stuff. And then catching last year and this year, just building on hitting and catching and getting better that way. So as a journey, that's kind of mine in a nutshell, a little different than APs. And you even talk about like everyone's summers and like with summer baseball and everything, like everyone's journey is going to be a lot different to get, but like at the same time, everyone's goals still the same. It's like to get drafted and do that stuff. But everyone, like as a college athlete, even as a high school athlete, your journey is going to be different to the places that you want to go to. So
that's a perfect transition. It's almost like you've been on before. You guys are probably getting ready, both of you, for summer ball. Let's talk about that real quick, because I want everybody to understand the journey. So you're in college, season ends, and AP, I've seen you around the spot. Shout out to the spot. Your guy, Ben, just got married. You see that? He just got married.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How about that? Good for Ben. So shout out, Ben. Shout out the spot. But at the same time, I know you guys, you know, I've seen you working out. Sammy, I know last time you were in Carolina, living with an amazing team who are huge Carolina fans. I love that they just poured that into your life while you were there. Hopefully converted you. Let's talk summer journey for a travel player that's listening. Summer journey for a college player. AP, like what are your plans now? You know, season just ended. What's going to happen now for you?
Yeah, so season ended on Saturday. We got back here Sunday, drove back. But these past 2 days, I've just been relaxing, letting my body recover. But I'm planning to leave tomorrow. I'm going to the Cape Cod League. So I'm thinking about leaving tomorrow. And then first game is the 10th. So you really get right into it. And it's a pretty long season. I think the playoffs end in like early August. So it's really, really a full year of baseball. You really don't stop. So, I mean, if you want to play college baseball, just know you're going to play all year round. You're not really going to get any breaks.
I know we've talked to Sammy. I'll go to him in a second. When you say you go to the Cape Cod League, I assume you're staying with a host family. Do you get a job? These are questions I think a lot of people would ask. Are you playing baseball and get a job, or you just kind of go through the summer living with a host family? What's that going to look like? Do you know?
Yeah. So I think the host family, I'm with one or two other guys on the team. I'm not sure about the job, but yeah, I mean, summer baseball is like games are at like 6 or 7. There are always late games, but yeah, I mean, last year I played for the Great Lakes League, Hamilton Joe's. Sammy's played there in his past, but I stayed here at Wright State for that, but that was basically the same thing. It's just a grind.
Yeah. And yeah, going off that like job part, like that's kind of just on you. I mean, depending on where you play and what you do. But like AP said, like you're playing probably every single night at 7 o'clock. So getting a job, it would be tough. And like AP said, like it's a grind.
And so that's for the families listening too, for the dads and moms of travel players or potential college players. Know that you're going to send, you know, your son probably off to some other state potentially to play in the summer, and they may not have a job. Shout out to the, you know, families that are host families too. I know, Sammy, you had an awesome experience. You had a great host family, you know, so, and that's an incredible thing that they do too for the players. And I know it's fun for them, but all right, how about workouts? I know, Sammy, I know you've been hitting the weights. I assume AP, I've seen you at the spot too, you know, so for a travel player, like you don't just make the team. I think that's what I want people to know is you don't just start playing Division I baseball and play baseball all the time and everything's awesome. You got to keep grinding and working. So what's that workup been like? Sammy, I'll start with you. From your freshman year to this year, like what have your workouts been? How have you invested in your body and your game?
Well, that definitely brings up a great point. Like when you come in as a freshman, like maybe like your body's not like totally like mature and you haven't take maybe like weights as serious as maybe you should or like realize you do. But like, especially when you show up to a program like Wright State, like AP probably had the same thing. I feel like every freshman goes through it, but they go to the field and they're finally free and they're hanging out the field and stuff. And they're like, wow, like, holy cow, like guys are in and out of that weight room. Like guys are in and out of that weight room, like every single day, like whatever it is. So you kind of like learn like, okay, like whatever. And like, you kind of start to like gain strength and stuff. And like, you definitely start getting like more physically mature. So like weight room is definitely like a huge part of that. Like AP can touch on it. AP, did you feel like when you came in as a freshman, you're like, wow, like need to hit the weights, or everyone else is hitting the weights, like I need to get on everyone else's plan? I definitely felt that way a little bit coming in. AP can touch on it, maybe how he felt coming in from that standpoint. I know that he worked out at the spot and stuff.
Yeah, I obviously lifted at the spot, but coming here, it was a whole new ball game, you could say. I mean, I was pretty skinny coming in, and all these dudes, they're built. So I knew I had to put in the work, and because the weight room's huge in baseball. But yeah, our team lifts, it was a good introduction on how it was going to be. But we have a weight room at the field, and that's good because you could lift with a number of guys and be on the same program. But a lot of guys here know what they're doing and know the programs are on. Yeah. So it's nice.
Yeah. So getting back to like kind of that, it's like you see guys that going through our weight room from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. like doesn't matter. And here you kind of see like, wow, like I need to do that if I want to get like on that. Like I need to be lifting twice a day. These guys are lifting twice a day, stuff like that. So
let me ask you guys position specific, because Sammy, I know you're a catcher, man. You not only have to work on your hitting, but you have to manage a pitching staff, you know, and you did it so well. Like literally my favorite catcher that Austin ever threw to, because you just worked him through games. You know, I don't know, man. You guys always have that connection. So as a catcher, what did you have to do? Because you're not only working on yourself, did you go to pitchers and be like, hey man, in this off season, you need to work on this? Or did you talk pitchers through how they could get better? Or, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is it like to be a college catcher?
Obviously, like with it being like my third year catching like most of these guys, and obviously like new guys come in and stuff, and you get a feel for them. Like we're all obviously like college teammates as well. So like we're all good, pretty good friends. And like, so when you have like that and everyone's trying to work and get better, like when I'm for instance like catching them, like all of my pitchers have been good with like coming up and like asking me questions, and I just give them my honest opinion to like just move forward and like for them to get better, because obviously they're gonna understand. Like if they come up to me and they threw a bad pitch, I'm telling them like, oh yeah, like that's really good, like that's not helping anyone. So like they know, like if it's not a great pitch, like I'm gonna tell them like, hey, that wasn't good, maybe try this, whatever. And they're like just trying to work through it. But yeah, just like being honest with them, having a good like obviously off the field connection with them, so they trust like what you say. I mean, that's obviously a huge thing. But yeah, you just got to get a feel for them and then just talk to them, give them your honest, I mean, intake. And obviously like everyone's trying to get better, so no one's gonna take it like personal. So yeah.
Do you call the game, or do the coaches call?
Coach Sogard called our college games. So yeah, we got everyone goes earpiece now, so it's nice and easy. You don't have to worry about signals and all this stuff and people stealing your signs. So yeah, it'd be pretty tough for a college catcher to call games just with all the scouting reports that Sogi does and stuff. So honestly, I think he's good at it. And so and it works out well. So yeah. And obviously our pitchers can shake or whatever they want to do. And so, yeah, no. And yeah, with that, the headpiece changes everything, because it's so easy now for, I feel like every team that we've gone to and played in college have had an earpiece and had someone looking at papers, scouting reports, hot zones, all that stuff. So yeah.
It's amazing how the game has changed. AP, what was the biggest shift for you? Did you play center field in high school?
I did. So my sophomore year, I played a center field, and then junior year was canceled because of COVID.
Right.
And then my senior year, I was at a shortstop.
What did you find was the biggest change or surprise for you when you went and played center field at Division I? Was it a change, or was it just the same old, big old green grass in the outfield?
it wasn't much of a difference, but definitely knowing like the tail on the ball and slice from righties, and guys are faster and more, they have higher baseball IQ. So learning some tools from past alumni at Wright State was definitely helped me a lot. But it's not much of a difference, but you just have to be, I would say, you could say more focused, because sometimes it does get a little boring out there. But I personally don't get bored, but some people do from the outfield.
I could see that. Cami Prano, who is a dear friend of ours, played at Ohio State softball, and she talked about taking plays off. She was one of the best to ever play at Ohio State in terms of the records and things. And she would talk about finding moments in the game where you could, you know, find rest, because you're playing nine innings. I don't know if they play seven or nine. I'm not sure. And I was like, that was the craziest thing I've ever heard. But she would talk similar to that. She played the outfield. So she would know, okay, I can kind of rest here during this hitter. Is that fair? Like, Sammy, you don't get it.
Yeah, no.
You're catching every single pitch. Did you find that, AP? Did you find that you could just like, all right, this guy's not coming here?
I think that is. There's, especially in like bunting situations.
Right.
As a center fielder, as the corner outfielders, you kind of have to back up. But center fielder don't really have to do anything. But there's some hitters where either they're just like pull happy, where you're like, anything they hit is like a righty, like to left field or third base. So
yeah,
hitters like that, I could probably like take it off. Yeah.
What's recovery like for you guys? Like, how do you recover and get time off? Cause you both said you could play year round. When do you find time to recover? You said you just took a couple days off after the regional. Yeah. Is there any time during the year that you guys get to just take a little bit of time off?
I guess on our off days during the year, I usually stay away from, like, maybe get a lift in, but stay away from baseball. Just take the day off, because you're playing baseball probably 6 days a week for how many months. But you don't get a lot of recovery. So sleep is very important. Getting treatment from our athletic trainer, very important. But yeah, I mean, throughout the season, you're going to play sore. I can't imagine like the major leaguers, they got to play 100 more games than us, but yeah.
What about you, Sammy?
If you hit it on the head, like when you're in season, like we get our like one off day a week. And at that point, like you had just gotten back from somewhere at 11 o'clock at night. So like, you just like, you want to get a lift in, but like, you don't want to touch a baseball mitt, bat, like you're off. And like, I think as like college athletes, we're so trained to like be able to get up and like go to work every day that like our bodies are trained to do that. So like when it says like AP, like, so he gets a lift in on his off day, and like that's definitely something I do, just because maybe we don't get the time to lift during the week, get a great lift. They're kind of faster on the move, and obviously you're playing all week. And so I think like as our body, like AP's about to go play, and I'm probably about to go play. So obviously like our bodies are in good shape, but just like getting treatment from our athletic trainer, like that's huge. Like you got aches and pains, like we can get rid of them there. So that really helps. And obviously just like kind of, if you are playing how we play on our off days, we kind of just get away. But at some times where maybe you're not hitting or throwing or doing whatever at the best, you'll take your off days to kind of perfect that craft. Or I know some guys who maybe weren't everyday guys, they'd use their off day as a good day to get out there and get 500 swings on the field. So you can kind of take it either which way on what you would want to do with your off days. But me and AP were everyday guys, I think, this year. So on our off days, we are kind of just trying to get away and relax and recoup for the upcoming next 6 days in a row. So
I'm going to shift gears a little bit. NIL came into play while you guys are both in school. Did NIL come into play for you guys at all? Have you seen anything in that where NIL was a potential opportunity for you?
NIL came in, say, when was that? Was that 2 years ago? I think so. Yeah. They talk about it, and I know Wright State does something to it. I personally didn't get involved or anything. Personally, I think it kind of is tougher for people like us to do NIL rather than a maybe big time college football athlete or something like that, because our teams aren't out there as much as theirs are. So there's definitely opportunities. And if you come to Wright State, there's definitely opportunities. But it's just something I never got my feet or hands dipped into. So I have nothing for you. AP might, but I do not.
How about you, AP? Did you have any NIL opportunities?
I've had a couple. I've had one with Bruce Bowl. It's a batting glove company, but not many. It's harder as a smaller school in major to really get into NIL, especially if you're not in the baseball world. You don't know Wright State usually, but we have like a open doors here that our athletic people are working on. So they try their best here to get as many NIL opportunities for the student athletes. So it's good that Wright State is doing that.
All right. I got like three more questions for you guys. First one is, and I'll start with you, AP. Why did you choose Wright State?
So they were actually the first school that offered me, and I committed pretty early. I don't know if it's early anymore, but it was early back when I was in high school. But the reason I chose Wright State was they always beefed up their schedule to start the year. I really liked that because I like challenging myself, competing against the best. And just their track record, I mean, they've had a number of draft picks that are doing well in the minors and majors. And their development, I think, is very good here. And they have, I mean, I love the coaches. That was a big part. The coaches were a lot better than the other schools I contacted. So there's a lot of factors in it, but I'm really happy I came here.
How about you, Sammy? Why did you choose Wright State?
Yeah, kind of just what AP said, going back on that, like you talk about track record of just like wins, like winning seasons and players that came out and have got drafted and draft opportunities, sign opportunities and getting to the next level. And definitely like the development part with guys coming in, maybe that aren't like super five-star prodigies that come in and they leave as like first rounders or third rounders, whatever it is. You've seen that happen there. And just the culture and the coaches.
So I'm going to take you guys back now for the last two questions. The first one is this, and I'll start with you, AP. What would you tell your younger travel baseball self?
Really just to probably enjoy it. But I mean, build relationships. I still talk to almost all the people I've played with. But really, I really focused on having fun. And back then in the summer, I had fun and I did well. So really just having fun and try to get yourself, if you want to play college baseball, sometimes you have to make the first move to some coaches. So like sending a video of your weekend to like one of your top schools is always good. But so getting your exposure out there, always training, because people are getting better all around you. So you got to work harder than them and really just enjoy it and have fun, because it does zip by. Like I've always been told, back when I was a freshman in high school, the seniors I played with, they were like, it flies by, try to live in the moment. I'm like, nah, I'll be here for 4 years. But yeah, right when I was a senior, it flew by. So really just enjoying everything you do.
Sorry, just follow up. Did you feel like you played under more pressure because you wanted to play at the next level when you were playing travel? To your point, did you feel like that took away your joy a little bit or no?
Maybe sometimes, but I was always surrounded with like college commits. So it was really just basically just playing with college guys all the time. So I wouldn't say, maybe like sometimes, but I wouldn't say it really took the fun away.
Okay. Sammy, your turn.
I thought AP is really good. Enjoy it. Cause that's something that goes like right over your head. Like when you talk to me about this question, like that's definitely something that just goes like right over your head. Cause it does, like AP said, like I still talk to all the guys I played travel ball with, like all the teams, like whatever it was, like you make so many great relationships that like almost like kind of go over your head and all the great times that go over your head. But I would just say to not maybe not stress as much as you would, because like no matter what age you are, like it, like AP said, like the game's so fun. And like when you take the fun out of it and you're stressing about like having coaches like coming and see you walk, like play, or like I gotta go play good so I can get recruited by good schools and then go get drafted, like if you start thinking about all that, like you're just taking the fun away from the game and all that stuff. So kind of just stay in the moment and have fun and enjoy it. Like going back to what AP said, I thought that was great actually.
All right, so this one might get a little more difficult. As a younger person, knowing what you know now, what would you tell your parents during travel? So I'll start with AP. AP, what would you tell your parents knowing what you know now? Would you have them do anything the same, different, or otherwise?
My dad played high school or college basketball, so he kind of knew everything that goes along with like recruiting and stuff. So I would say the same thing, but really, really just let the kid have fun. Let the kid enjoy. Don't put too much pressure on him, because you really just play the game because you love the game. You love playing the game. So maybe that.
This isn't a fair question because we're not putting your parents on the spot. we're not judging their parenting. I'm asking the question for younger parents now, or parents now of younger travel players, so that maybe they can know what maybe you guys know now, if that makes sense. So certainly not putting your parents on the spot at all. But Sammy, how about you?
Just like to a crowd like that, I would definitely say like everyone has different journeys, whether it's and don't compare, because like it'd be really easy to like kind of just like compare yourself to other players that might be going to like Division One, like, oh well, he does this and I can do this, and like you don't want to do that. You just want to like kind of focus on yourself and be the best version of yourself. So like just comparing, and just like everyone having the different journey is like, everyone wants their kid to go to Vanderbilt and start as a freshman and get drafted right away. Like not everyone's journey is going to be like that. Like some kids are going to go to junior colleges, some kids are going to go to Division II, like some kids are going to go to Division I, some kids will go straight to the draft. So like you just got to know that, like, I mean, obviously like AP knows, like everyone had a different journey to get to Wright State, let alone, and we're not even talking about that like next level. So like everyone has different journeys, and not to like going back on talking about like the kid, don't stress about like what you're doing now is going to affect what you're doing in 5-6 years. So you just don't want to compare yourself or do anything. Just be the best version of yourself. And like as a parent, like, make sure your kid's enjoying it. And yeah, that's good.
So let me ask you guys one more question. Sorry. I just keep coming up with more of them. I've been told by everything from MLB, NFL, and NBA players, and not, you know, dropping names, that the one thing you should focus on the most as a travel player or a young player is just be good. Would you guys agree with that? Like, just be good. And yeah, the coaches and the rankings and all the other stuff that comes with it will find you. Would you agree on that? Just be good.
Yeah,
for sure. Because you have no saying in anything else. Like the only thing that you're going to say is what you do with your play. And I think that correlates with just being good. Like whatever, the way you're going to help yourself, the bottom line is like playing good and playing hard and being the best that you could be.
So last question, you guys both hooped in high school. Have you played one-on-one yet, or do you still hoop at all?
We play over at McLean. We play pickup with our team. We haven't played one-on-one, but I bet we've been on different teams. But no, we still hoop. We still hoop.
You still get it in? You still get it in? All right. Sammy was killing Davidson. Still one of my favorite memories with your dad was not for Davidson, because, you know, it didn't end well, but still one of my favorite memories with your dad was being at the Davidson game, sitting next to your dad. So anyway, man, guys, thank you so much. Like I say, I hate how it ended as a Carolina fan, as evidence of my studio. I'm a diehard, and I was rooting for Wright State. I really was, because I know Carolina wasn't going anywhere. I wanted you guys to just go. And so it broke my heart too. Thanks for coming on, you know, just a few days later, and spending time and sharing your wisdom with other guys. You guys always have a platform here if you ever want it. And I wish you guys both the best this summer. Just keep grinding. And Sammy, obviously for you, we'll have eyes on potentially the draft. AP, any chance you could get drafted?
This year, I'm not eligible.
Okay. See, I don't even know how that works. Okay. All right. All right. So for Sammy, we're going to keep eyes on the draft. And the next year, we'll keep eyes on the draft for you, AP. You guys are the best, man. My favorite baseball team in Ohio. Thank you for coming on today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Unscripted Podcast. Please remember to like and share. We'll be back soon with another amazing guest. But until then, remember to live each day unscripted. I wanna be.